Peavy, who could have been no older in those days than we two young men standing before him, opened the box on its cunning hinges, mused a moment at what he saw inside, then looked up at me. That little remembering smile still touched the corners of his mouth.
"Have you ever seen a scar on your father's arm, Roland? Right here?"
He touched the place just above the crook of his elbow where a man's yanks begin. My father's body was a map of scars, but it was a map I knew well. The scar above his inner elbow was a deep dimple, almost like the ones not quite hidden by Sheriff Peavy's mustache when he smiled.
"Pa Crow's last shot hit the wall above the post where the woman was tied and ricocheted."
He turned the box and held it out to me. Inside was a smashed slug, a big one, a hard caliber.
"I dug this out of your da's arm with my skinning knife and gave it to him. He thanked me and said someday I should have it back. And here it is. Ka is a wheel, Si Deschain."
"Have you ever told this story?" I asked. "For I have never heard it."
"That I dug a bullet from the flesh of Arthur's true descendant? Eld of the Eld? No, never until now, for who would believe it?"
"I do," I said, "and I thank you. It could have poisoned him."
"Nar, nar," Peavy said with a chuckle. "Not him. The blood of the Eld's too strong. And if I'd been laid low, or too squeamy, he would have done it himself. As it was, he let me take most of the credit for the Crow Gang, and I've been sheriff ever since. But not much longer. This skin man business is done for me. I've seen enough blood, and I have no taste for mysteries."
"Who'll take your place?" I asked. He seemed surprised by the question.
"Probably nobody. The mines will play out again in a few years, this time for good, and such rail lines as there are won't last much longer. The two things together will finish DeBaria, which was once a fine little city in the time of your grandfather's. That holy hen coop I'm sure you passed on the way in may go on, nothing else."
Jamie looked troubled. "But in the meantime?"
"Let the ranchers, drifters, whoremasters, and gamblers all go to hell in their own way. It's none of mine, at least not for much longer. But I'll not leave until this business is settled one way or another."
I said, "The skin man was at one of the women at Serenity. She's badly disfigured."
"Been there, have ye?"
"The women are terrified." I thought this over and remembered a knife strapped to a calf as thick as the trunk of a young birch. "Except for the prioress, that is." He chuckled.
"Everland! That one had spit in the devil's face, and if he took her down to Nish, she'd be running the place in a month."
I said, "Do you have any idea who this skin man might be when he's in his human shape? If you do, tell us, I beg. For as my father told your Sheriff Anderson that was, this is not our Phil."
"I can't give you a name, if that's what you mean, but I might be able to give you something. Follow me."
He led us through the archway behind his desk and into the jail, which was in the shape of a T. I counted 8 big cells down the central aisle and a dozen small ones on the cross corridor. All were empty except for one of the smaller ones, where a drunk was snoozing away the late afternoon on a straw pallet. The door to his cell stood open.
"Once, all these cells would have been filled on F-Day and F-Day," Peavy said. "Loaded up with drunk cowpunchers and farmhands, don't you see it? Now, most people stay in at night, even on F-Day and F-Day. Cowpokes in their bunkhouses, farmhands in theirs. No one wants to be staggering home drunk and meet the skin man."
"The salt miners?" Jamie asked. "Do you pen them, too?"
"Not often, for they have their own saloons up in Little DeBaria. 2 of them, nasty places. When the whores down here at the Cheery Fellows or the Bustin' Luck or the Biter Wee get too old or too diseased to attract custom, they end up in Little DeBaria. Once they're drunk on white blind, the salties don't care much if a whore has a nose,
as long as she still has her sugar purse.
Nice, Jamie muttered.
Peavy opened one of the large cells.
Come on in here, boys. I haven't any paper, but I do have some chalk, and here's a nice smooth wall. It's private, too, as long as old Salty Sam down there doesn't wake up. And he rarely does until sundown.
From the pocket of his twill pants, the sheriff took a goodish stick of chalk, and on the wall he drew a kind of long box with jags all across the top. They looked like a row of upside-down V's.
Here's the whole of DeBaria, Peavy said. Over here's the rail line you came in on.
He drew a series of hash marks, and as he did so, I remembered the Engy and the old fellow who'd served as our butler. Small Toot is off the rails, I said. Can you put together a party of men to set it right? We have money to pay for their labor, and Jamie and I would be happy to work with them.
Not today, Peavy said absently.
He was studying his map.
Engy still out there, is he?
Yes, him and another.
I'll send Kellen and Vicar Fry out in a bucka. Kellen's my best deputy. The other three ain't worth much. And Vicar's his son. They'll pick him up and bring him back in before dark. There's time, because the days is long this time of year. For now, just pay attention, boys. Here's the tracks, and here's Serenity, where that poor girl you spoke to was mauled. On the high road, don't you see it?
He drew a little box for Serenity and put an X in it. North of the women's retreat, up toward the jags at the top of his map, he put another X.
This is where Jan Curry, the sheepherder, was killed.
To the left of the X, but pretty much on the same level, which is to say below the jags, he put another.
The Alora farm, 7 killed.
Farther yet to the left, and a little higher, he chalked another X.
Here's the Timbersmith farm, on the High Pure, 9 killed. It's where we found the little boy's head on a pole, tracks all around it.
Wolf, I asked. He shook his head.
Nah, some kind of big cat. At first, before we lost the trail, they changed into what looked like hooves. Then,
he looked at us grimly.
Footprints. First big, like a giant's almost, but then smaller and smaller until they were the size of any man's tracks. Anyrow, we lost him in the hard pan. Mayhap your father wouldn't have sighed.
He went on marking the map, and when he was done, stepped away so we could see it clearly.
Such as you are supposed to have good brains as well as fast hands, I was always told. So, what do you make of this?
Jamie stepped forward between the rows of pallets, for this cell must have been for many guests, probably brought in on drunk and disorderly, and traced the tip of his finger over the jags at the top of the map, blurring them a little. Do the salt houses run all along here? In all the foothills?
Yar, the salt rocks, those hills are called.
Little DeBaria is where? Peavy made another box for the salt miner's town. It was close to the X he'd made to mark the place where the woman and the gambler had been killed, for it was Little DeBaria they'd been headed for. Jamie studied the map a bit more, then nodded.